May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 1107. When some sweet promise warms our heart and cheers us under every care, it is the Spirit's gracious part to take that word and fix it there. Hymn 1107.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Joshua, chapter 6. The book of Joshua, chapter 6. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valour. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on, and compass the city. Let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets. The ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rear ward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rear ward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once, and returned unto the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed, that when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold, and vessels of brass and iron, are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight up, straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Let us pray. Almighty, most holy, eternal Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, ever gracious, ever wise, ever merciful, we venture into thy lower house this evening. May we be found in the Spirit. Help us to realize, Lord, the nature of worship in our hearts. May we stand in awe as sinners before thee, of thy majesty and of thy dealings and of thy sovereignty. But oh, we come, Lord, and we fear presumption. Leave us not to assume anything. May we be found daily, hourly, drawing nigh through the blood that has been provided for us, the blood of the blessed Son of God, God as manifest in flesh. Lord, may we be drawn in all humility and love. And we do pray that we may have a glimpse by faith of the glorious Son of God in our place, in my place, again,
Lord, those that so long for thy appearing to their soul, do grant that they may have the eyes, their eyes of their understanding opened to see Jesus in the Word, in the sanctuary, by faith, in their pathway. Lord, of you by faith, the Lord revealing of the precious person of the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father. Blessed Trinity, we plead with thee, Holy Father. But dear Jesus, we come to thee. Thou art their tender one. Thou dost show forth the tender love of the Father unto thy people, his immediate care and his provision. God is love. O Lord, do help us then, and deliver us from drifting on in religion, ignorant and self-confident, with a head full of truths that are right and correct, but no sanctifying influence upon our hearts. Oh, we beg that we may have the Spirit of Christ in our hearts. We may breathe forth, dear Lord, the power of heaven in our souls. So we come to thee as sinners, to our sad place, a solemn realization. Lord, I've sinned against thee. Lord, I come confessing. I confess my vanity, my pride, my independence, Lord, my carnal nature, and those inner sins, Lord, of the heart. The awful spirit of covetousness. We would humble ourselves in all thy dealings. We are in tribulation. The deep waters in the pathway. We walk through paths we have never known before. And may we be in thy hand and know we are. And may we feel thee near. Dear Lord, do grant, Lord, thy power in our souls as we've been singing. O Lord, thy promise is true, and it will be performed, and that continually. But there are those special personal promises. Our soul waits on thee humbly for them. Give us singleness of iron heart to trust thee as we walk through the fires. May we realize, O Lord, something of the sufferings, fellowship with thy sufferings. Thou didst suffer for my sin. Give me quietness, humility, love, thankfulness. Hear my cries. Hear our prayers. So we come before thee this evening. We beg thy blessing on the word. O Lord, do guide, do help, do undertake. Leave us not to go empty from Zion's courts. O Lord, not only is it just unprofitable to our never dying souls, but it is not pleasing in thy sight. May we not drift in and out. May we receive something from him we come to worship. May we know whom we worship. May we receive in worship. So we come, Lord, as beggars to thy table. And meet with us this evening hour. Lord, we fall down flat before thee. Oh, we help us to lose sight of men and anyone's opinion. May we be hearing from the Son of God and established on the rock. We do bless thee for thy grace, and we acknowledge the wonderful tender mercies in our life. O Lord, we certainly do. But oh, we come before thee, the great God, the great King. My time's in thy hand, Lord. And that's where we would desire to have them. But the flesh, Lord, is in riot against thy will so often. So help us then to be humble, and may we breathe forth thy Spirit. Now, Lord, bless this house. The dear friends gathered, remember those that bear office. Strengthen them and help them. Continually, their matters, affairs, their families. Bless the church, the congregation, keep them in unity and peace. Lord, they shall have to come down in themselves to do so, to esteem one another above themselves. Lord, and to go forth without the camp, bearing thy reproach. Do remember those in senior years. Do strengthen, do help every day, every hour. Remember those in middle life in the heat and burden of the day. Draw them to the perishing things of time unto thee. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. Oh, we do beg for healing mercies, Lord. Do hear our prayers and cries. O Lord, there are those in, no doubt, in senior years, coming down, no doubt, in weakness. O Lord, it is against nature, and it is not wanted, but it must be so. Remember those in younger years in affliction that bear thy yoke. Do bless them. O Lord, may they feel thee near. Grant healing mercies to one and another. Remember young people, remember the families here, the parents. Give wisdom, understanding, strength in nurturing their children in thy fear. Help them daily. Remember the young people, the children at school, and those at homeschooling. Do be gracious unto them each, Lord. Call them by thy grace. Those going forth in business and study, pray for their prosperity, provide for them in all things they feel to need. May they be taught of thee and rely on thee and trust thee and plead with thee and receive answers to their wrestling prayers. Do bless the Sunday school, bless the instruction, may thy word fill our young friends. Lord, remember all in loneliness, widows, widowers, those who ploughed lonely furrows, those in distress, feel those push them by. Lord, have mercy and bless. Remember those in bereavement and loneliness, those in care and unhappiness. Do be with each, oh Lord, have compassion. Oh, bring to thy dear feet to bless. O Lord, remember Zion, bless thy servants on the walls of Zion, the ministry that is proclaimed here, the gospel. Bless it, help thy servants. Remember those at home who meet now for prayer. Help thy servant also tomorrow evening. Bless Zion, the editors of our magazine, secretaries of our societies. Bless them in their labours. As some of thy servants will not preach again. Others are laid aside in more senior years. Raise, restore, raise up. We now have others in younger years. Three, put forth thy healing hand, restore. One, starting treatment next week, be very gracious unto him. Remember them, their wives, and the churches, Lord, where they are, and their children, be gracious unto them. Remember the editors of our magazine, sectors of our charitable societies, bless them in their labours. Do return in power in the ministry among us as a group of churches. Lord, and thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth. The missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Many in deprivation, famine, affliction, the war, persecution, genocide, make ways of escape. We have no idea what they suffer. Be near them, appear to them. O thou omnipresent God, and do save them in the distressing hours. Remember us in the nation. Raise up leaders of integrity, deliver us in the land. Undertake for us another prime minister. Order the councils of state, intervene in parliament. Lord, appear for us. We have sinned. And we wax worse. O Lord, and thy judgments are abroad, and confusion reigns. I do lengthen out still our Protestant heritage, civil and religious liberties, freedom to worship, Christian institutions, national identity. We deserve not the least of thy mercies. Bless our Queen. Thank thee for stability. Appear for us, Lord, on the throne when she's gone. Intervene for us. Hear the cries of the remnant. Hear their prayers. O Lord, raise up deliverers in the land that will go forth, blowing the trumpet out of Zion as in former years, in the power, authority, and unction of the Holy Ghost to reach sinners' hearts. We thank thee, Lord, for all thy mercies. Thou art worthy of our praise. It's personal. Lord, good mercies, kind mercies. Preservation, helps, answers to prayer. For those spiritual mercies, thy direction and thy leadings, how we need them continually, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the blessing of the Holy Ghost, the blessing of the Son of God. Oh, thy sacrifice is not a theory, it's my sins, Lord. Bless the friends here with a knowledge that their sins were laid on thee and are put away forever. O, do hear the cries of thy people. We bless thee for these mercies. We have a throne of grace. We have thy word. We have the doors of Zion open. Have thy precious blood. May we behold thee, may we receive from thee, may we know whom we address in prayer, humbly confessing. May we weep at thy feet. Do bless us. Turn our mournings into praise. Now, Lord, bless the singing of thy worthy praise. What wait we for? The hope is in thee. Anything we've omitted to pray, do make up in giving. Holy Spirit, bid you bring forth the glory of the Son of God. Holy Heavenly Father, we plead the name of thine only begotten one before thy face, whom thou delightest in, whom thou hast appointed to save thy people in. O Lord, whom thou hast provided. May we plead all things and ask all things in his name and for his sake. Blessed Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, we come to thee. Plead thy name before the throne. Grant help and direction now, for we are concerned to take the right word. Please help, Lord. Speak to some soul. Thou art mine. Do speak to some soul, thou love with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Speak to some soul, Lord. We can't dictate. We plead grace. We plead grace in Jesus' name. May we be pleading grace all our days, the remaining days of our life, brought to plead the worthy, blessed person, name, and work, and glory, and grace of the Son of God. Have mercy on us, thy precious blood. Wash us in thy blood, Lord. Wash us, cleanse us. Draw us heavenward. Draw me from all evil. All evil, Lord. All evil within and without. Come, come, Lord Jesus, thyself. Come, come. Amen.
Part of hymn number 790. We'll conclude at verse 6. A saint there was in days of old, that's Jabez, though we but little of him hear, in honour high of whom is told a short but an effectual prayer. This prayer, my brethren, let us view, and try if we can pray so too. Hymn 790, concluding at verse 6.
Thank you.
In the complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help and blessing, I would draw your attention to Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, and verses 30 and 31. Hebrews 11, verses 30 and 31. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. Hebrews 11 verses 30 and 31. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. I have to be honest, I feel troubled. I spoke from this word on Lord's Day for one service. These two verses, I did not expect to be speaking from them again. And as is my way, I can't remember much what I say, although I might remember the lines that I might have taken. So I venture wholly upon the Lord, dependent on him. All I can ask is that the glorious person of the Son of God be exalted in our hearts and lives, and that we might receive some of that blessed instruction from him and be given that tender, vital, living faith that lays hold on him and sees him and receive the blessing from him. The key in this chapter is faith. And what we read in chapter 6 was done in faith by Joshua and, in a sense, the people. We don't read there of their rebellions and murmurings. They'd constantly rebelled in the wilderness, but they're on the border of the promised land, and that was behind them. But they were still a rebellious people in heart, of course. They passed through the Red Sea and they saw that miracle there. I wonder how many of them saw what Joshua saw concerning that ark in the midst. Friend, what have you seen concerning the ark of Christ, the ark of God? The glorious presence of the Lord God himself. The ark of the covenant, a type of a sanctuary, but also a type of the Son of God. And there was safety and blessing with the ark. But what foolishness took place in years to come with the ark? I will leave that to one side for the moment, or altogether. I'd like to dwell on these words by faith, but I will come first to the account past the walls of Jericho fell down. They went round, as you know, for 6 days. The armed soldiers before, then the priests, 7 of them with trumpets of ram's horns blowing, then the Ark of the Covenant with those that attended it, and then the people behind, in silence 6 days. And as we know, on the 7th day, they encompassed it 7 times. Not the whole of the people went round, it would not be possible. But we don't know how much of them, but Jericho would be completely surrounded.
All this done by Joshua in faith, knowing the city is given to them. Now there's a peculiarity about this, and it's very serious and solemn. Once they've crossed over Jordan, the first city they come to, and it's an instruction to them, is to be destroyed, not to be dwelt in. To be destroyed, not to be dwelt in, not to be possessed. Just Rahab and her family, that's her parents and brothers and sisters, and it seems that other family connections as well were saved. Now, the walls of Jericho fell down here by faith. It's the power of God. The inhabitants of Jericho were fearful, as Rahab had told the spies. The terror of God was upon the land. They were shut up. They watched them go round. They wondered what was coming next. Then the shout and the Lord. Friend, it wasn't the marching, wasn't the stamping of the feet, wasn't the trumpets, wasn't the shout. It was only a type. The Lord has given it into thine hand. And the walls fell down flat and they went in and destroyed. But there was a trial. A test, a proving. There were no doubt attractive things in Jericho. They were to be destroyed. Everything. It seems very cruel these days, but all was to be destroyed. They were heathens. They were anti-God. They were wicked. God hates sin, you know. And he hates it in his people. He might love their souls, but they'll be saved by fire. If they sin, that is, or continue in perverseness, in spirit. But the gold, the silver, and iron, and brass, and so forth, were to be given to the Lord for the treasury. Now we know that Achan, and it must have been at Jericho, saw of the tribe of Judah a goodly garment. Something attractive. And he took it and hid it. And he also took, was it 50 shekels of a wedge of gold, weighing 50 shekels of a wedge of gold, I think in weight, I'm not quite sure. And then the, whatever it is, so many hundred shekels of silver, and hid them. But God's friend, what are we hiding? What are we hiding? Rachel sat on her idols. Friend, what do we hide? Our secret sins is a warning. A warning. The point is, Achan was robbing the Lord. He's robbing the Lord, the treasury. Do we rob the Lord financially? I just say these things as a bird of venture. I didn't say this on Lord's Day. I'm saying it now. It's not to be possessed, but by faith, that is to be destroyed within us. Friend, to be cut down, to be burnt, to be burnt. Friend, those earthly attractions, that goodly garment, I don't know, it doesn't say, but it says Babylonish. Was it some peculiar vestment of worship? I do not know. But certainly it appears to be something that God had cursed. Why Jericho was particularly cursed, I don't know. The Canaanites were generally cursed altogether, all those nations. But there was some, God had some anger, special burning for Jericho. But it was, the purpose also was a warning to Israel to teach them. It was a walled city, a big city, a high city. It's impossible to take. And your temptations are impossible to get over. The forbidden things. By faith. By faith. How they obediently follow the Lord, humbly. Friend, could it have been a trial by faith with some of them? Perhaps even with Joshua, we don't know. He was a godly man, he lived near the Lord. But just going round and nothing happening. 6 days and then 7 days, and then the shout. It's the power of God. Anyone here under some fire, some difficulty, some temptation, some secret sin? Friend, maybe despondency over your past years. Who can overcome? By faith. Now, the vital thing is, the ark was in the midst. The ark went round. The ark went round, friend. Nothing mystical in the furniture of the ark, in the nature of the ark and the gold and so forth, but there it was. It was the sign of the presence of God, the presence of Christ, to deliver us out of temptation. Friend, and to be delivered from those things which are not right in God's sight. Only love in obedience can do this. Joshua loved the Lord as Moses did. And he implicitly obeyed. And he trusted. He was a natural man. He made the mistake of the Gibeonites, didn't he? He should have inquired of the Lord and he didn't. Well, we've all fallen into that, haven't we? Done what we thought was seemed to be the right thing to do. But Joshua followed the Lord by faith, trusting him. Thus far, he brought them on. By faith, Jericho was destroyed. By faith. Dear friend, that which you abhor in your heart, those sins, the power of Satan, the temptation, the evil influence, what overcomes? What overcomes? The sweet dew of heaven in the Son of God. And that where our exercise should be. And to follow his instruction with us, not legally, but in love. To do those things and to value his provisions. The word. Do you live in the word of God? Or do I? Do we? Friend, longing to be at Zion's courts, or is he to go into chapel again? What about the throne of grace? Jesus is there. Jesus sits on the throne of grace. Friend, he's in his word. He's the word made flesh. I know he's in glory. The love of this world in the heart. How Joshua obeyed the Lord in love and followed him in that simple, peculiar way. It may seem very odd to you. It did, no doubt, to the inhabitants of Jericho. They were very fearful. They wondered what was going to happen next. But they soon knew. They didn't turn their heart to God. Rahab, I want to come to her in a minute. Perhaps we'll move on now. By faith, Rahab. The harlot Rahab, the innkeeper. We understand that her home, her business as keeping a hostel for travellers was on the wall, which obviously it would be, I would guess, near the gate. I don't know. And I would say low down in the wall. It wouldn't be up in the wall. And there were houses were on the walls, of course. But that's the way they were built in those days. And even like London Bridge, the medieval London Bridge had houses both sides of the street over the Thames. But she was a harlot. We don't read of her being married. It's her mother and father. Grace received. The chief of sinners, friends, the chief of sinners. And by faith, the harlot Rahab perish not with them that believe not. For a word, that believe not. Friend, do we believe? What are we believing? It's a word that perhaps as a denomination we might be very cautious about speaking because it is used so wrongly, so presumptuously in Christian circles. I'm not being critical, but it is. Think of the blind men. The two blind men, Jesus said unto them, that they are son of David, you know, have mercy on us, that we might receive our sight. Jesus answered those two in the house and said, believe ye that I'm able to do this. Tonight, believe ye that I'm able to answer your prayers. I'm able to draw you closer. I will bless you. You know, why do we linger so much? Because we're unsure of our standing. Friend, the more you linger, you get more unsure about your standing. I'm not being Arminian here, but we're instructed by James in that practical way to draw nigh to God, draw nigh to you in prayer, in humble confession, weeping. The blind men went to Christ. They knew they couldn't heal themselves. Friend, it wasn't presumption. They went to the one who could heal them. Are we going to the one who can save us and who does save with an everlasting salvation? We read this by faith. By faith. Those blind men answered, yea, Lord. And then Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Faith is a grain of mustard seed. Christ owned little faith. He didn't despise it. Big heads in religion look down on those who've got little faith and always moping around. If they're living souls, they want Jesus, and you'll weep for him if you want him and you're real. You'll be crying to him constantly. And once you've had him, you'll be grieving that he fear he's going from you, friend, and we can't keep him near us, can we? We walk by faith and not by sight. Yea, Lord, they answered. I want to come to this back to this word faith because it is the key word here this evening. Their faith didn't directly cause the walls of Jericho to fall down. And nor did Rahab's faith in just herself or what the spies said save her. It was faith in God. Faith in God. Not faith in faith. Not faith in my confidence, but faith in the Lord. Faith in Christ. Friend, if you've got living faith in Christ, you'll be living to know more about him and hear from him and see him and behold him in the scripture, to receive his preciousness, his love, his hand in your life. Have you seen it in your pathway? Have you had answers to prayer? Friend, many of us probably have. I'm sure some of you have. I don't know you that well. But I've had many answers to prayer. But I need more now. It's constant. We're onward. We're onward. But he that has helped us hitherto, we must say, surely he must help us all our journey through. And we know he will. But we're beggars, aren't we? Real beggars for it. When those spies went to Rahab, obviously, the king of Jericho got a smell of it somewhere, and he sent soldiers to go and seek out these men. And Rahab told lies, more than one, but she did it for her life, in a sense, for her life. She says to them, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and your terror is fallen upon us. All the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. I've heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea, and you did what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites, which were Sihon and Og, utterly destroyed them. Their hearts did melt, and so forth. For the Lord your God is God in... Now this is the secret. At some point, Rahab had her eyes opened, was having them opened, I'll put it that way. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. There's something vital there. We know God is in heaven, but you know, he is on earth. The Holy Ghost is in the Church of Zion. The Holy Ghost, to every believer, is with them as the angel of God's presence. And when Christ is made precious, Christ hasn't left his place. The Holy Ghost has brought him to your soul. And he's God on earth. And I believe Rahab was entering in to the secret of the Lord, of his love and his grace. She didn't know much, and nor did Israel know much. And Joshua probably knew more than the rest of Israel together. That I do not know, but see the divine teaching. That little that your religion may not be much, but do you fear the Lord? Are you pleading the blood of Jesus? Have you seen a worth in him? And I want to come to this now, because... Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord. See, swear by this God. It sounds legal, but she had to take it as from the Lord, not from them. And you want the minister to come with a word from the Lord, not from him, or for anyone else. Have you come tonight? We would see Jesus. Since I have showed you your kindness, that you also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. Give me a true token. This token was for a life. Friend, you need a token. If you had a token, what was this token? Well, it was that cord, we'd call it a rope today, the line, the rope or the cord that, one point it says thread, I think, that would let down, they let them down, Rahab let them down in a basket to escape after they had been hidden for a while, and they went to the mountains to hide there, while the searchers were looking for them toward the Jordan Valley. And it appears to be red, scarlet. And they said, put this in your window. Friend, that scarlet line of grace. And we read she put it in the window after they'd gone. She put it immediately there, straight away. It was there. And it was seen there, and was there when the walls were... Now, if Rahab's house must have been lowered down, not ground level, but lowered down on the wall, Jericho was built on quite a mound, as I understand. The wall did not fall on it. How? You can scoff, unbelief scoffs. Because God was looking after her. Have you known preservation? Preserved in Jesus. How many of us tonight have been preserved in danger? and have seen the hand. Friend, and been preserved from being taken in a wrong pathway, preserved in a sin, to be forgiven and not cut off. A true token. What greater token than red, the blood of Jesus? Pray for it. A token of thy special love. A token that I am born of God. Or are you so confident now in your faith you haven't got to worry anymore? We sin daily, don't we? Do you know what it is to have to bear about a body of sin and death? Do you know pride dishonours God? Pride, independence of God. Friend, you will curse your own pride, your own opinion, your own will. You may wonder why some people go through deep waters. Well, I have had to discover something. One's own will is so strong. So strong. You want your own way. So strong. We're saved, as it were, by fire. God will not have it. That childlike spirit as an heir with Jesus. Or do you know Christ's spirit? The meekness. The meekness of Christ. The love of Christ. The tenderness of Christ. No guile was in his mouth. No subtleties, no lies, no pretenses, no evil thoughts, no expediency. Straight, the voice of God, the Son of God. Or that we might breathe, a sinner's is humility. Friend, and we may we be delivered from those things, to indulge in them, or to be in the spirit of them, from those things he died for and suffered for. I say die first. I want to emphasize suffered for. Suffered for. And died for. Passed through death. God's people that linger or back, I mean, backsliding is a terrible thing. I think we've all, some of us no doubt have known it. In heart, certainly in heart, even if not in feet. And sadly, I've had a little bit of footwork there, and I've suffered for it terribly. But what grace, what mercies upon him, upon those whom he restores. As Egypt sheltered under the blood of the Paschal Lamb, so Rahab. I wonder, friend, she may not have seen what was there, but I believe she would have known later. Friend, we discover blessings later on as we go on. God's dear people, they discover more of Christ as they go on in the journey. As we understand, she married Solomon. And she brought forth Boaz. And Boaz married later on in life, later on, Ruth. Ruth a Moabitess. And Rahab, an inhabitant, a Canaanite. And also, Pharaz is in the line of Christ by Judah. Daughter-in-law. A sign of the Gentiles. This Rahab, dear friends, was saved. What she must have seen in the ceremonies and the Ark of the Covenant. And there she was, that scarlet line, that rope, in the window, preserved in Jesus, friend, covering, protection, the blood of Christ, a token. What greater token of his love Ask for Jesus to be revealed. Ask for Jesus dying to be made precious. Ask that his blood is, you may, Fred, have you received from Christ? The life was given in the blood. His life was given to the church. It's a living sacrifice today. A true token. A true token. Do you love the Lord this night? We love him because he first loved. Do you long to love him? Do you long to love him? Is your heart burning up to him? A true token. Friend, plead. Rahab, she didn't understand necessarily. I'm pretty sure she didn't, what that cord was. But that was a true token. But it was from the Lord. That's the point. But she was trusting in the Lord, not the blood. But something deeper, friend, than the blood of bulls and of goats. She would have discovered more. But the church today, friend, have a living, risen Son of God shedding his blood. Friend, a token for sinners, for sin to be put away. Are you made a sinner, friend, and a saint at the same time? One in Christ. Sanctify. The word saint is connecting to be sanctification. Being set apart for God as that gold and silver. Now coming back to these words by faith. Achan, friend, he robbed God. And he took that forbidden, that cursed thing, and hid it. Going back to Jericho, to be destroyed within, dear friends. Friend, your own will. What, my will to be crucified? Yes, yes. One with Jesus. It's easy to sing these things and say them. But as you go on, the younger friends get out, you younger friends. If you're brought to some of you, I know, but if you're brought to Christ, to walk closer to him, you'll have to learn by and by. Being crucified with Christ is being yielded completely to him. To everything. A sweet word that, you know, I love it. It's a wonderful word. My times are in thy hand. Oh, for that simplicity of faith to believe so. But by faith. Faith is the gift of God. Friend, the cursed thing within to be destroyed tonight. Not tonight, but in the days ahead, in the months, your pilgrimage below. By faith, the Lord, you may be compassing around. You go round in circles round the temptation. You go round in circles, as it were, perhaps, pleading with the Lord, and nothing. But God has got a set appointed time to destroy, friend, that which he hates within. Or to know Jesus putting it away. Jesus has destroyed that. The ark was going round. May we look to him, draw from him. Or to draw from him for your sins, to be subdued and put away. The cursed thing within. And not to hide it, but to confess it. Poor Achan was in, you know, there's almost, well, we do in a way, we, as poor sinners, we sort of, we don't sympathise in a wrong way, but we, oh, that could be me. That could be me. That could have been me. Why spared? And you know within what it's like, don't you? Or to confess an honest heart, Jesus suffering and dying. By faith, friends, by faith. By faith, the walls of Jericho. Not to be possessed. Hiel, in the days of King Ahab. What a wicked king was Ahab. Friend, and the influence, the evil influence was on the land. And this Hiel rebuilt Jericho. Exactly, not in the same heap, but next door, as it were. Named the same area, Jericho. He rebuilt it, but he was cursed. See, what a wicked king, what an evil influence across the land. But are you that Rahab? In the midst of a cursed city, friend, a world of destruction, a land of wickedness, a lost world, saved by faith, the God of the whole earth. Now I know, faith is the gift of God. We are saved by grace. By grace are you saved. The grace of God. Friend, and it's a serious issue. Grace not to pass by. Grace has reached you. Grace has reached your heart. By faith we live upon what he has done and said. What he's made known. What he's opened up to the soul. That heavenly influence. It's a gift of God. It's a pure gift of God. And you can't keep it alive. But having received it, friend, it will endure because it's not yours to keep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade on thy right hand. The Lord keeps your soul. It belongs to him. You're redeemed unto God. You're redeemed unto Christ. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. You cannot keep alive your own soul. Someone here perhaps has been moaning and groaning to die. Their carnality and their reason. Oh, they wish they were different. Friend, I'm sure you do. You want the Lord, don't you? But he hasn't left you, has he? Oh, you fear he might do. You fear he will. You fear your cause. Your sins will cause him to leave you. But he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Never. The gift of God. You're bought with a price. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Now, there's a very vital word in the beginning of this chapter 11. And faith is the substance or ground or confidence or evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen as yet. Faith in Christ, your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, you can't see it there. You can't see heaven. You can't see the land which you long to see, long to get to. But faith receives the kingdom within. Friend, the glory and the hope in Christ. Friend, to have those true tokens of the Lord with you. Jesus near. Faith to receive of him and believe in him. Rahab perished not with them that believe not. Because she received the spies with peace. That was through grace. But it was the works that James speaks of. Faith without works is dead. That was a fruit of her need, her eyes and heart being opened. So is the substance or evidence of, or ground of confidence of things hoped for. A better day. To go to glory, to be brought honourably through, to be kept in his fear. The Lord to be with you. What's your greatest desire tonight? And I can say this truly. I just long for the Lord's presence to be with me. Why? You say, well, surely don't you want to get to heaven? Friend, if Christ is with you, he'll never leave thee. Never. Don't you come to chapel to a longing to feel the Lord near? To be able to have a glimpse of his goings in the sanctuary? Something in the word? An opening to the soul? To see his hand has been with you. An answer to prayer. To have Christ as yours. His love, his dying love. Friend, and that's the love of the Father. That's the love of God. Christ, you know, think of his tenderness. curse, no tenderness and love. How he wept with Martha and Mary. How he groaned. He's the same as God. He is God. He's the one with the Father. That shows the love of God, doesn't it? The love of God. Don't we, friend, we're so cold, aren't we? We're so legal and so self-righteous. Don't we get in some horrible places? Who tonight esteems everyone in the chapel better than themselves? When Jesus comes, you will. Because it'll be a miracle to be saved. This vile thing like me, this vile worm, have Christ with him. That's the glory of God. That's the glory of salvation. This vile wretch, this sinner, to have a little glimpse of Jesus, little knowledge of him with you. You'll esteem others better than yourself. I don't mean you agree with wrong things, of course. You wouldn't do that, but to love the brethren. Think of how the Lord has borne with you, you friend, you. How he's put up with you. Your heart wanderings and his love is still the same. But a vital word here, you know, is, but without faith, it was concerning Enoch. It's translated that he should not see death. It was not found because God had translated him. That means he'd gone to heaven in the body. He didn't die a natural death. And for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Not a legal pleasing. Friend, what pleases God? What a hard thing to put. There's nothing in us by nature can please God, can it? His delight, he rests in his love. Friend, the return of praise and thanksgiving as the heart beholds the Lamb of God, the Saviour. See that the Redeemer sees the travel of his soul. The Father beholds it as well. But what Paul goes on to put is, for but without faith it is impossible to please him. Why? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh dear friends, I get tempted. I'm not trying to set the standard so high you can't reach it. It's down here. Where in your pathway where you are. To believe, to know, friend, to behold him in your pathway, to receive of him, to trust him, to pour out your soul, to confess your sins. We're always confessing our sins, but our heart's not in it, is it? Why is it not in it? What am I talking about? Well, I'll tell you. Oh, to be looking to Jesus to confess our sins. Oh, to be looking to Jesus when we confess our sins. Not just doing the round of confessions like we get used to. To be looking to the Lord Jesus and confessing our sins. To be pleading his name and his blood. But without faith, says Paul, you know, it just needs one word of light in our heart to open up the glories of the gospel to our heart. One word. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, writes Paul. For he that commits to God must believe that. Now, I know this is the gift of God, the grace of God, but it must be preached. To believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. You know, do you get into those places? It's no good praying anymore. The Lord doesn't hear. Friend, it's a solemn thing. I've said it myself, you know, when I admit it. I'm ashamed of it. I've said it myself. It's a terrible statement, isn't it? He does hear prayer.
He may not hear prayer in all the detail that we demand on things on earth, but our never dying souls, eternity. On the cursing of the fig tree outside Jericho, or Jerusalem, I should say. And in the morning, they saw the next morning, the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remembrance. He said, Master, and so forth, behold the fig tree, it's withered, look. And Jesus answering said, have faith in God. He turned that, you know. When he cursed that fig tree, he knew it was going to take place. He knew his disciples would forsake him and flee. He knew he'd be left alone. But he's pointing to them, to this vital living faith, the sorrows of their heart. And there's Peter speaking. And the Lord knew that Peter was going to deny him. But he's saying, have faith in God. Just before he suffers. Now, this is a very high text, and I must be careful, but I can't, friend, I'm not going to go over it, am I? Verily, I say unto you, verily, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and think of Jericho's mountains, think of these impossible things, these temptations, these fears, but also think of what your soul needs in Christ. And he knows what you need in the pathway. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. What a statement. Friend, the Lord does hear your prayers. That's half the overcoming, isn't it? Are you heard? He does. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Lord, shine. Lord, come. Lord Jesus, bless me. Lord Jesus, reveal thyself. Let me get a glimpse of thee in the word. For the throne of grace. Friend, we walk by faith. We're not shown our names in the Lamb's Book of Life, but in Christ Jesus we believe they're there in him. I'm not saying all the time, far from it. In fact, it's a rare blessing, but it is so. It is so. Those things which ye shall saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, ye shall have them. Friend, that's rather high, isn't it? Shall I just rub it all out and not say it? Shall I carry it over and say, well, we won't talk about that tonight because no one will understand, or they're so fearful, or... No, no, friend. I'll tell you what else he says as well. And when you stand praying, forgive. Why? Because you need forgiving. How much forgiveness do you need? When you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, I was tried tonight about this word, but I've had to venture. I've got to leave it. I didn't realise the time has gone, actually. That word, by faith, friend, by faith in Jesus. You say, I can't rise higher than Jesus' name. Well, you keep pleading it. Friend, that will get you to glory. But you'll be wanting to know him more. And I believe you will grow in grace. If you're taught of the Lord, you will grow in grace, in knowledge. It might be like the dying thief in a few hours. But you will. You will. You will grow in grace, knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no question of it. It might be slow. We're slow learners. He is gracious. All these vital words by faith, friends. It's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. He giveth more grace. Increase my faith, Lord. Is that your cry? Well, we've got 2 points here. That which is a curse to be destroyed within, and that which to be saved as we close. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down when they were compassed about 7 days in obedience in God's perfect number and perfect way. 7 days and seven times on the seventh day. God's perfect way to trust him, to be destroyed, and not to take of the accursed thing and hold not back from God that which is his for his glory. Are you holding back? Honour him, friend. Honour him. Follow him. Confess him before men. By faith, the walls of Jericho. Friend, they fell down flat. We read in Joshua. But that saving, that sinner, that harlot, Rahab, perish not with them that believe not, when she received the spies with peace, by faith.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening. Mr. Chapman will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Timothy Rosier on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 1156. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings bring. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Hymn 1156.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.